Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah. Scotty McCreery will be on later, which, by the way, I am doing the show for the last time in a while from Los Angeles. And let me just say that as grateful as I am to have a role on American Idol this season, I am so ready to not be in Los Angeles. It is car sick mecca for me because traffic is the worst I've ever seen in my life. It's just cars, cars and cars and people. And I just get car sick. I associate this with car sickness. But I've been here for a week. And I finally finished last night. After the show today, I fly to Nashville. I play a show tonight, which is crazy. I land.
You do?
I play at the Bluebird with Christian Busch and Hunter Hayes.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
I don't even get off stage until 11 p.m. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
I think I may have bitten off more than I can chew, Aim. Honest with you here.
Hey, but that's what you like. You like go, 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 go.
I know.
You thrive.
Yeah, I hope so. Everybody good, by the way? You good, Amy?
Yeah.
I've never
been to the Bluebird.
Oh, cool. Hey, I FaceTimed Amy yesterday. No, I didn't invite you because...
I bring it up every time you play the Bluebird. I never get invited, and I've never been.
Okay, so the Bluebird Cafe is where really famous, prestigious songwriters go and show off their songs.
Mm-hmm.
And me.
And there's always a really long line to get in. I've tried to go before, but it just seemed really like the line was too long. I was like, okay, bye.
Could you go tonight?
No.
Okay. Then why do you guilt me like that?
Well, you can't invite me day of. I have to make plans.
All I was saying was that I was... Okay, well, I'm playing tonight.
Yeah.
That's all. Are you good?
I'm great.
Yeah? Good. What's up with you?
Well, I don't know. What were you going to say about you FaceTiming me yesterday?
I FaceTimed Amy yesterday. She was in school pickup line. And so she had her son with her, and he was in the back seat. And you were waiting for your daughter. And what was crazy to me was you pick him up an hour before you pick her up, and then you just wait for an hour in your car.
Yeah, because their schools are close enough to each other, and then with traffic, we can't really go do anything. So it's a real bummer. But we make it work.
What was funny was I talked to Amy and she didn't want to get off FaceTime because she was just sitting there and her son was on his little tablet in the back seat. And Amy was like, so what are you doing now? And I was like, I'm at lunch. I was, you know, taping some idle stuff. And she's like, so you don't do much. And I was like, no, I'm eating. I thought I'd reach out.
Yeah, I know. And I was doing mom life.
You definitely were doing mom life.
Yeah, got to just go from school to school. And the kids now, they want to start riding the bus, but the buses don't come where we live to their school. So now they're all bummed because they have to ride with their mom to school.
You know what? They should be pretty happy. They got a pretty cool mom.
I don't think they think I'm that cool at all. Unfortunately.
Well, I think you're cool.
Thank you. I do think
you're cool. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A drone helped to rescue two swimmers caught in the surf off an Australian beach. Gabe and Monty, both 17 years old, were body surfing, and the currents were so strong that they fell off and they couldn't swim. So friends on the beach alerted the lifeguards, and they were using these drones. They flew out these inflatable pods, dropped them right next to both of them. They got on the pods. Yeah, and then they were able to come in on the pods.
Wow.
Ugh.
That's the thing of the future right there.
Or is it the thing of now because they just did it?
Yeah.
So there's that. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. In Broward County, deputies are going to now carry rifles on school campuses after the recent campus attacks. In weather news, it's unseasonably warm in a lot of the country. In the Northeast, it's going to drop back into the 50s. Rain is also going to continue for the next couple days from Texas all the way to Maine. And finally, your Olympic medal count in first is Norway. They have 33 total medals, and the USA is coming. Here we go. 21 total medals. We're in fourth place.
Question is, would your job be more tolerable if you got a raise? Now, before you say yes, think about that. Would a raise make your job easier to come in every day and do? Amy.
My job?
Mm-hmm.
No, but I could totally see where they're coming from with that. I mean, more money always makes things a little bit better.
But would it make your job better?
No, we have an amazing job. We have an awesome job.
Lunchbox, you get a raise. Do you feel better about when you come into work?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because you're making more money for doing the same work. It's awesome.
But eventually, doesn't it just settle back in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you'll want another raise. But that raise is, hey, I'm in a good mood today because I got some more money coming in my pocket.
I always found that I just love what I do. And after the show, it does affect things. But I've always enjoyed doing this. I think I enjoyed doing it more when I was making less money.
Really?
Because there was less pressure. I have to perform. We have to have ratings. And they have to go to 87 meetings. And when I wasn't making any money, just the show part of it was so much more fun because I could just do whatever I wanted.
There's more people you're responsible for.
Absolutely. Because if I go down, you all go down. Good luck.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
No raises then, for us.
Yeah.
Making more money doesn't always mean you'll be happier at work. They did this study, and it's in the Journal of Economic Behavior. They say wage increase does not have a persistent effect on job satisfaction because you feel good for a second, but it's so temporary that however you feel, you feel that way again in about 3 to 4 weeks.
Yep.
Even if it's a good raise.
Whoa, it's only 3 to 4 weeks?
I thought
it would last like a
Who wrote that? The company?
Yeah, exactly.
Our
the
company.
CEO.
It's largely due to the fact that people adapt to their new wage level, and then they want more money again.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Because you can never make more money, or enough money.
Correct.
They say. Correct.
Correct. Saying,
so if you're miserable,
he's saying you'll never be happy, Lunch.
Ever. You will never be happy.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's true.
There are some things that make me happy.
Like?
Money.
Okay, there we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for your positivity on a Thursday. A little Tell Me Something Good. Here we go.
Tell me something good.
His name is Robert Monday. He lives in Denison, Texas. He's a mechanic, and over the past year, he decided to take his mechanic skills and get on Facebook. He said, hey, if you have an old bike, bring it to the shop and donate it. I don't care how old it is. And then he takes the parts and makes better, newer bikes for kids. And so then he gives them to kids who can't afford them and mostly gives them to parents so they can give them to the kids.
Super cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So KXII-TV did a whole story on him and how excited the kids get when they get a new bike, especially kids that can't afford one.
And so, I love that they give it to the parents too, because the parents need to be the ones looking like the rock star to the kids.
I agree with that. So Robert Monday in Denison, Texas, that's awesome. Amy, what do you have?
So a pair of wedding dresses were mixed up at a dry cleaner's in 1985. And there's a bride right now. She wanted to get married in her mom's wedding dress. Well, her mom was the one that got it cleaned in 1985, but she never checked the box to make sure that it was the dress she got married in.
Wait, so she got the dress back and never looked in it to see if that was the right dress?
She just assumed it's the right dress. And it's in a big old box to, you know, preserve it. Well, the daughter opened it up to get married, you know, the other day. And it's not the same dress that's in all the pictures from her mom's wedding. So she's like, well, what in the world? This is not my mom's dress. Well, the dry cleaner says closed, 1985. So she posted it on social media. And the other person who got the other dress, and that was her dress, they reunited on social media. Boom.
Wow.
And now she's going to get married in her mom's dress.
That's cool. They must live in the same small town, right?
I hope so. Or that's pretty crazy.
That's pretty crazy. Either way, that's pretty cool. Lunchbox, what do you have?
Back in 1996, David was taking his oldest daughter to Notre Dame, drops her off. He's like, man, I'm going to miss my daughter. Starts sending her a postcard every single day. He has four kids. When they all moved off to college, he started sending them a postcard every day. Now he's done it for 20 years and sent over 20,000 postcards to his kids.
Dang.
Every day?
That's a little ridiculous. But like, I mean, I understand loving your kids.
It's not ridiculous. I think it's something he wanted to keep up. I don't think he feels like he needs to write them a note every day. But I think it's probably something he wanted to keep up and wants them to always feel he loves them.
Ah. Some days you just mail the postcard and just put a smiley
face.
Yeah, probably. But it's probably
that.
They always feel your presence. If you're not able to see them, they always at least have some word.
That's thoughtful.
Yeah, it's very thoughtful. Yeah, I think it's good. All right, there you go. That's called Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bones Show. Lots of people are asking about the update for the Property Brothers story because they're back in Lunchbox's neighborhood, right?
They're back in the hood. They're accepting applications. They're looking for a house to make, you know, look amazing. They did the neighbor's house. The only problem is you need $70,000 minimum for them to consider you.
That's crazy because I would think that their production budget would pay something. I guess it doesn't, huh?
I guess not. I don't know what you can do for $70,000, but that's like a whole new house. So my wife has been trying to convince me. We thought about taking out a second mortgage. And after doing the math and the time and the hassle, I sat my wife down and I said, listen, the Property Brothers isn't for us. So we are foregoing our eligibility and we are not going to be on Property Brothers.
How much did you consider 10, meaning you're doing it, actually taking out a loan?
Oh, 7. I was so close. But then just the hassle of why they're going to be in your house. You have to move and you have to find somewhere to live while they do the house and you have to move all your stuff out. I don't know. It just seemed like a big hassle and I just decided to be the smarter person in the relationship and decide we shouldn't do it.
Was she hurt?
She was sad.
She was sad you weren't taking out a loan.
Yes, because she wanted to be on the Property Brothers and hang out with them and have our house look amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably do that. I don't think they're there that much, though.
Well, the fact that we'll be on TV, though.
Yeah, for 70 grand, jeez, that's quite the investment.
You still get your house redone.
I know, but not by the Property Brothers. You can pay that and get your house redone by anybody.
Yeah, but we won't be on TV.
Yeah.
You can take an iPhone and put it on YouTube.
Yeah, but Lunchbox's dream is to be on TV. I'm shocked he gave this up.
You thought he would take the loan?
Yes, of course. Oh. Thought he would do the crazy thing. That would be crazy to do that. But he's more responsible than I thought.
I think because they want to have a baby.
Oh,
he's
good point.
Starting to be responsibly thinking.
That baby in the long run is going to cost you way more than that house remodel.
What do you think about that? What's up with that theory?
Not really. You think raising a child is going to be less than that till they're 18?
Like, what is expensive about it?
A baby?
Yeah.
Food, 3 meals a day.
Divers.
Alone.
School.
School. Yeah.
No, school's
clothes.
Free. You pay your taxes. They go to school right down the road. There's a little school in the neighborhood.
Babysitters.
Yeah.
That's what you're there for.
Who's going to babysit your kids, Lunchbox?
Oh, Eddie owes me because my wife used to babysit Junior for free. So Eddie and his wife, whenever we got a kid, they are put on notice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
True.
How many times, though, Lunchbox?
Oh, multiple. I mean, 20, 25.
Wow.
20? She's babysat for y'all for free 20 times?
He's exaggerating. Guys, come on. Let's be real.
It's like 2?
Probably 5 times.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Maine. A family was having an ant problem down in their basement, and they were going to call an exterminator when their 21-year-old son was like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll handle it.
Oh, boy.
Goes down to the basement with a box of matches.
Oh, boy.
Tries to burn the ants. Got the ants, and he got the whole house. Burned completely to the ground. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
That stinks.
The Bobby Bone Show.
I gotta say, in all honesty, I didn't expect me being a mentor to the top 24 in American Idol to be as big of a story as it was yesterday. I thought it would be something. I just didn't think it would be as big as it was. And Ryan Seacrest sent me an email first.
Yeah.
And it was a very kind email. It says, hey, I'm really happy you're joining the team. You're going to love doing the show. And I thought, awesome. Well, that's cool. And they tweeted me. He said, hey, congrats at Mr. Bobby Bones. This is going to be fun. You're a great mentor to the B team. Can't wait to see what you bring to the A team, American Idol.
Oh.
Ryan didn't have to do that.
Nice to use a little B team reference.
I know. I thought the same thing.
Oh, that's funny. I get it. That's so cool.
Yeah. I thought it was good. So now that I thought that was really nice of Ryan. Today is James Blunt's birthday. You may know James Blunt from this song right here. You're beautiful. Remember this one?
Of course. This is a jam.
He's a one-hit wonder. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play 10 seconds of a one-hit wonder. Write your answer down as to what the song title is, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's You're Beautiful from James Blunt. That's a one-hit wonder. Ready for song number one. 10 seconds of it and action. Okay, write your answer down, please.
No, I can't.
I think Eddie will get that.
I think I have it, Bones.
All I need is a song title. Nope.
Oh, no artist? Oh, easiest pie.
No, I don't care about the artist.
Easiest pie.
Okay, you have to get them both.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Now it's harder.
Great, well, now my brain has nothing.
Okay, well, you didn't have anything anyway. I'm watching you. Amy.
Nothing. I don't know.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Love Me by That One-Hit Wonder.
No, you're thinking of the Cardigans' Love Fool.
Oh.
But no, Eddie.
Okay, the song is Cheerleader, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and OMI is my guess.
That's right, OMI, Cheerleader, that's it.
Oh, it's Cheerleader, I love that song.
Cheerleader, she is always right there when I need her.
Okay.
I need to add that back into my workout mix.
Is it OMI?
Yeah, I think so. Or right. OMI, OMI, okay. You got it. The next song, a one-hit wonder, here's 10 seconds of the beginning, and action.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet.
Here we go.
Got it.
Eddie's dominating this because he has kids.
Yes,
and they like this music.
They love those songs.
Amy, your answer?
Why you gotta be so magic?
Why you gotta be so magic?
Yeah.
That's not right. Lunchbox.
Daddy Yankee Candle.
No.
Daddy Yankee is not a one-hit wonder.
Eddie?
Okay, I have Magic, and it's called Rude.
Correct.
What? Be so rude.
Okay. I was close.
Amy, you said why you gotta be so magic. The name of the band's Magic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's where I got confused.
How about this one? The first 10 seconds of the song, these are one-hit wonders. Go ahead. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Kind of gave you that one.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. I'm in for the win.
And you have this, right?
I do. I just don't know. I don't think I know the artist.
It's okay, dude.
Amy, what do you have?
Stacey's Mom.
Bye.
Dunno.
Lunchbox.
Oh, come on, guys. That's Stacey's Mom by Sum 41.
No.
What?
Eddie?
What?
Stacey's Mom by...
No, you don't have it written down.
No, I don't have anything.
Oh, it's by Fountains of Wayne.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, this one when they were in the pool?
Okay, one more. Worth 3 points. You can win it all right now.
Okay, go.
Now, just buzz in.
Yeah!
Just yell your name as the buzzer.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Lunchbox!
Lunchbox.
Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Baby!
We, no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough.
win, Lunchbox.
Do you have that one in your pocket?
Nope, I'm just good at music.
That's the only song he knows.
He was at home last night going, well, it's James Blunt's birthday, so we're going to play a game. I should memorize all the one-hit wonders. That's good, Lunchbox. Good
all
job.
All you need is that one hit, and it's a home run. We're 3 points in the win!
A Rhode Island bride missed her wedding reception because she got in the elevator, and then the elevator stopped and got stuck. Her new husband got the word like 30 minutes later. He's like, where is she? And she was stuck in the elevator. The Baltimore police had to go and get a technician, and it took them 45 minutes to get her out of the elevator. Wow. Aren't you thinking, while that happens, totally my luck?
Yeah. That would happen. That's something I feel like could maybe happen to me, but it didn't.
No, what would happen to you is your dress would get stuck because you let it fall down into the crack.
Probably.
And, it would and then you would get stuck. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We do a segment where we check social media and people say things that are rude, and then we go, well, that's rude. This is a special American Idol edition because yesterday I was able to finally announce that I'm mentoring the top 24 on American Idol this season. So I'm going to read you some comments that were pretty rude.
Great.
Susie writes, Bobby Bones? I don't even know who that is. That's rude.
I mean...
Well, here's why it's rude. You can just say nothing.
Oh.
But they wrote it in response to American Idol, not me. They were like, I don't even know who that is. You can just say nothing.
Just okay, didn't you reply yet.
No, I don't reply anything.
I'm just kidding.
Jay writes, so he's going to be mentoring on how not to sing, right? That's rude. That's rude. That's rude. But here's the thing. They're not bringing me in to teach people how to sing.
Yeah, you should clarify that.
Because they have Luke and Katie and Lionel. They already have three great singers that are talking to the kids about singing and vocal coaches. They're bringing me in because I'm in the music business. I do a radio show. I do stand-up comedy. I perform in a band. I write books. I'm social. That just to teach them about all that stuff.
Podcast.
Performance. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm not trying to give anybody singing lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Kathleen writes, ugh, I feel like I'm the only one who doesn't like him.
Oh.
Kind of a backhanded compliment. It's still, that's rude. And Buster writes, what's he going to mentor? This one's really going to sink the ship.
Oh.
All right, that's rude. Thank you very much. I would say most of the comments that were pretty positive yesterday.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
So you should focus on those.
No, that's not how I work.
No.
But our listeners are really nice. I don't know why people root for me so much. I was thinking that yesterday. I was a bit moved that the reaction was so positive from our listeners. And they were like, oh, we're so proud of you. And I was just going, man, I don't know what I did to deserve people rooting for me. But it was a good feeling. It was one of those rare feelings where I'm like, man, this is cool. This is good.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you're feeling it.
Let's do a things 24-year-olds care about. Here we go.
What do 24-year-olds care about? With Morgan number two.
Whatever. So we go to cat cafes where we hang out with cats and we drink our coffee and cuddle up with them. And that's really awesome. But now there's another type of cafe that's out there called the raccoon cafe where you can cuddle up with raccoons.
I'm not cuddling with a raccoon.
Yeah, no. I mean, I can sort of understand the cat thing, especially if you're working.
No,
and you
I can't even understand the cat thing. That's disgusting. No. If it's not your cat and there's food, can you imagine the cat hair in a sandwich at a cat cafe? By the way, go to a raccoon cafe and let me know how that works out for you, because they're mean and they're gross.
Well, apparently some people like raccoons.
I know nobody in the country. I'll tell you right now, nobody likes raccoons in the country. All they do is get in your food. Steal your chickens. So this is a thing. What are they called? Raccoon cafes?
Yeah, it's called the Raccoon Cafe. And they look really cute. All the pictures of them on Instagram are people taking selfies and like,
yeah,
they're just
these
loving
are
up.
Special raccoons.
They have to declaw them and actually take a cat and paint it to look like a raccoon. Those are the two things, yes. Okay, well, there's a raccoon cafe if anybody wants to try that out. Thank you, Morgan number two.
Yeah.
What do 24-year-olds care about? With Morgan number two.
Whatever.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
I saw someone selling World's Finest Chocolate yesterday. There's candy bars.
Oh.
I take a lunchbox every time because as a kid, that's what you did. You sold candy bars, right?
All the time. I'd stand out in front of the grocery store for hours and hours selling them, or I'd go door to door, and I was the best salesman this side of the Mississippi.
And what would you do?
I would go up to them and be like, excuse me, sir, we're selling World's Finest Chocolate with almonds in the middle, and I was wondering if you'd like to buy any.
And you sell a lot of them?
Oh, I'd sell hundreds upon. I would sell boxes and boxes and boxes. My mom would have to reorder them every single day. I was so good. I'd go to the grocery store and I'd stick them in the freezer, like where the ice is, right by the front door. And I'd stand out there, sell them $1 a piece, run out, go get the other ones. And they were right. And if they said, oh, I'll get you on the way out, I guarantee you, when they came out of that grocery store, I remembered exactly who they were. And I said, excuse me, sir, you said on the way out you would buy one. And I would give my whole speech again. And I'd say, for our Little League fundraiser this year, we're selling World's Finest Chocolate with almonds in the middle, and I was wondering if you'd like to buy any. And I would sell them. Woohoo!
Did you ever win?
I won every time. Like, anytime there was a sales thing, I was the highest seller, and my parents didn't take them to work. They didn't sell them to my relatives. Okay. I had to get out there and pound the pavement. And so other kids, at their dads and moms worked at these big offices and would go sell them. They were no match for me. Woo! I was out there hustling.
That was one of the best. I mean, I didn't even know they still made those, but.
Yeah, I just saw them yesterday. Yeah.
They're so good.
And it's so disappointing when I see kids out selling them now and they walk up to me and they're like, would you like to buy a chocolate bar? It's so disrespectful.
You should teach them. Yeah. You should say, here's
it's
how you do it.
It's not disrespectful. They're just asking you if you want to buy a chocolate bar.
No, it's disrespectful because they have no energy. They have no sales pitch. They don't even understand that it's World's Finest Chocolate with almonds in the middle. And I was wondering if you'd like to buy any. They have nothing. They just say, would you like to buy a chocolate bar? That's not just any chocolate bar. Do you understand?
World's Finest Chocolate with almonds.
It's not any chocolate
middle.
Bar. What is it?
It's World's Finest Chocolate with almonds in the middle. And I was wondering if you'd like to buy any. That's what it is. Come on.
That's awesome.
Man.
There's a stand-up comedian being sued by her ex-husband because she brings up their marriage in her routine.
Ooh.
She's being sued for $40,000 by her ex-husband because she uses material about their marriage, and he says it's defamation of character. He's also seeking legal costs and injunction. Now, I just want to say this. My Red Hoodie comedy tour starts in a month, less than a month, in Colorado Springs. And I do talk about you guys on the show a bit.
Yeah.
And I talk about ex-girlfriend. I don't defame you. But if you make a little money, maybe come out to a show, Amy.
Okay.
See what I'm talking about.
I see. Bring my lawyer.
Yeah. You and your lawyer
go.
Come out to my stand-up show.
I'll have the paperwork drawn up just in case I hear anything defaming. I'll represent anybody.
Yeah.
You will? Okay, thanks, Amy. Yeah.
If you guys want to come out to a show, Colorado Springs or Albuquerque or Tampa, just go to BobbyBonesComedy.com.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Scotty McCreery coming up at the top of the hour. I think at the end of the week this week, he will have the number one song with 5 more minutes. Feel good about it. He's going to come in and we're going to talk about that coming up in a second. But first, Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Granger Smith has a song called Happens Like That. Here's a little clip.
Oh man, it happens like that. Out of the blue sky, lost in her blue eyes. Yeah, when it happens.
It's pretty much
like
that moment where you're like, okay, this is happening. She's the one. I want to marry her. So during Granger's shows, a lot of couples have been getting engaged. So what Granger did, he's already married, but he brought his wife out in Fort Worth at Billy Bob's and got re-engaged to her, proposed. It was super cute. And there's a video. You can check it out, bobbybones.com. Which, speaking of Bobby Bones, our very own Bobby is going to be on American Idol mentoring the top 24. And I'll go ahead and have Bobby fill us in on when that might air.
I can't.
Oh, no exclusive
no
for the
comment.
Skinny?
No,
what?
No, I'm sorry. I can't say anything yet. I'm still in California. I'm actually flying back tonight, but no, I can't say anything right now.
Okay, so no exclusive for the 30 Second Skinny, but we're super pumped for you.
That's right. That's all I can say is I will be mentoring the top 24 in American Idol this season. I was very surprised at the amount of news outlets that covered it. I was kind of kidding at making the news.
Yeah, and you made the skinny.
And I made the skinny, the biggest of them all. There you go.
I know.
Thank you, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
All right, speaking of that, a lot of listeners are asking questions about American Idol. Danielle says, will you still be doing the morning show? And the answer is yes. I mean, I've been doing it the whole time I've been taping. So, yes. For now, I'm still doing the morning show.
For now, yes.
Jennifer on Facebook says, are you moving to Los Angeles? No. I'm not for now. No, I'm not. I'm just not.
I love all these questions because we're learning, too.
Oh, these guys have good questions?
These are great.
This stuff is good to know. I had no idea if you were moving to LA.
We're all taking notes.
Oh, okay. So, yes, I'm still doing the morning show. No, I'm not moving to LA. I may spend a little bit more time here, but no. Karen on Instagram says, several years ago, didn't a psychic tell you there would be big opportunities in California? Yes, that's true. A psychic did say that, but I don't believe psychics. That could be Sacramento, Fresno.
And you're in show business, and the land of opportunity is L.A.
Yeah, don't get me started on psychics.
Yeah.
Alex on Twitter says, will this affect any of your comedy tour dates? No, I'll still be on the road. Fridays and Saturday nights, all March through July.
So are you wearing a red hoodie?
Yeah, at every show, the Red Hoodie Comedy Tour. Yes. And I'm wearing red hoodie, and we're selling red hoodies to help St. Jude.
Nice.
So it was actually just a way for me to be lazy and just wear a red hoodie every show.
Yeah.
Because I hate having to put a tie on. So that's what we name the tour. That's it. That's the tour. Ready to go. If you're in Colorado Springs, I'm starting there coming up. Tampa, Albuquerque, a lot of places, but BobbyBonesComedy.com. So those are some questions. You guys have any questions, Amy?
No, not that you can answer. All the questions I have, you just keep saying no comment.
Okay, good. Lunchbox?
How much have you filmed?
A lot. No comment. I just am under so many contracts to not say things. I don't know what I can say.
You don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah, do you have a driver?
Yes.
Oh,
comment.
That's so cool.
Comment, yes. They've given me a driver, yes.
Question.
Go ahead.
Did you have any say in who made the top 24?
No comment. Next question.
Do you have a favorite out of the top 24?
It's favorites.
Oh my goodness. Are you going to date one of them?
Whoa.
No.
Could you?
What do you mean?
Age-wise.
No, that's not part of this. This is not The Bachelor.
Good question.
Oh my gosh. You should turn this into The Bachelor just for you. They think they're bringing you in as the mentor, but you're like, hey.
How will you accept this rose?
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, look who's here. Scotty McCreary is here. Yay.
Hey, what's up?
So I got to announce that I'm the mentor of the top 24 on Idol.
Yeah, man.
I don't even think you knew that.
I didn't know.
So obviously we know each other from Nashville.
Sure. Yeah.
But when you get to Los Angeles and I'm there, were you surprised or did they tell you?
They said, so Bobby's going to be working with you on Idol. And I said, oh, that's really cool.
You said, Bobby who?
Not at all. No, dude, that's awesome. I really think that'll be a good mix. And kind of, have you enjoyed kind of seeing the behind the scenes? It's crazy, man. It's
a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's 7 days a week, 24 hours. That's what I think folks just watching back home don't see with the show. It's intense. So.
And you're actually not here because of Idol. We just happened to have spent some time together because of Idol.
Yeah.
But Scotty, and he doesn't want to jinx it, but on this show, we don't believe in the jinx.
I guess.
We can actually affect the jinx, so we don't believe in it.
Oh, that's true. Well, you jinx it however you want to jinx it, brother.
So Scotty's going to have the number one song this week with five more minutes.
Wow.
So, yeah, clap your hands. Yes, there it is again.
Awesome.
Speech.
Love it, dude. Fired up, man. I really, a few years ago, I wasn't sure this would happen, ever get the chance. So this is my favorite song I've written, and I can't tell you how excited I am.
Favorite song you ever wrote?
Favorite song, yeah. The day I wrote it, I tweeted that after I left Frank's house. I said, I think I just wrote my favorite song I've ever written. And we had to go back and rewrite a couple of verses a few times, but eventually got it right. And it's been crazy. Dude, the last time I was in L.A. doing the mentoring stuff for Idol, can I talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's old, right?
Yeah. The last time I was here, I had just, you know, me and Universal just parted ways. I had 5 more minutes, my favorite song I'd ever written. I never wasn't sure if it'd ever get out there. And next time I'm out here for Idol, you know, on the verge of having my first number one. So it's been a crazy few years, man, but very exciting stuff.
Scotty McCreary in studio. How about that? There it is.
Dude.
I got to tell you, I was with one of the guys that works for the pop station.
Yeah.
Unsolicited, he said, you know a song I think is fantastic? I said, what's that? He said, that song that goes 5, more minutes. I said, yes, Scotty McCurry. He goes, I don't even listen to country, and I love that song.
Really, man, that's awesome. That's real cool. It's, dude, that's been the coolest thing about this song is hearing from folks that have never heard my music, but they just want to tell me their story about why they love the song and how it's helped them through times. And, you know, selfishly, I wrote it for myself, but that's been the coolest thing is hearing other people's stories.
Did you really lose the football game 18-9, or did it just rhyme?
Well, it did rhyme. and, dude, there's so much about that verse. I get asked about it every day. It's really lost state, like the state championship 10-9. My senior year, my football team did lose a state championship, but I played baseball.
Is it 10-9 or 18-9?
It's 10-9. If you go to azlyrics.com, it's 18-9, but if you ask the guy who wrote it, it's lost state 10-9.
By the way, here I am. I think I'm this great interviewer, and I go, hey, what's this? And he goes, you know what? I get asked that every day, 10 times a day. But, I'm a terrible interviewer.
So I went back to Nashville to record one word again on the song before we released it because I just didn't like how it sounded. And I looked at my Frank and I said, man, I think this kind of sounds like 18-9. And then we listened to it again and we're like, nah, it's all good. And that's every day.
State 10-9.
Lost state, like the state championship 10-9.
Lost state 10-9.
Oh, and it did rhyme. That is,
it
that
does
is a good,
sound yeah. like, mm-hmm. I'm not crazy, right, Amy?
No, you're not. No, I agree.
Oh, yeah. Check my Twitter any day, any hour. Somebody will say they're asking that question all the time.
So a lot of times people will say they wrote a song and they knew when they wrote the song that it was special. You felt that way about the song?
Yeah. As soon as we were done, I said, I tweeted. I think I just wrote my favorite song I've ever written. Didn't know if it hit the radio. Didn't know if it'd be a single or if it'd ever make a record. But I knew it was my favorite song. Yeah.
Well, as someone who's way far removed from it, I remember hearing it. And going, oh, we just got to play that even though it's not even out for download
dude,
yet.
You called me before we'd even release it and you said, dude, we got to make this thing big. So,
It was just such a good song.
Thank you, man.
And I don't know if you're ever going to release it or not. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm going to play it. And you have some dedicated fans.
They're rabid, man. They're awesome.
Yeah. But they're nice rabid.
Absolutely. Dude, they've done so much for me and have been there from, I started in 2011. They have been by my side ever since then. They're awesome folks.
Scotty McCurry, I'm proud for you, buddy. You're a good dude.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate all you've done for us.
And I know that you don't live in Nashville, so I don't see you as much.
I'm back
much.
And forth.
But I still don't see you as much.
That's
listen,
true.
I'm not around either. I'm out on the road every weekend. But
that's true.
I don't, unless we're out on the road at the same place, we really don't get to bump into each other.
Yeah.
So it's really good to see you. I'm really happy for your success. It's good to see, you know, another one of the good guys get one.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. It's been a fun year so far. Let's keep on rolling.
What's next? You going to tell us right now or no?
Can we?
Managers exclusive. Here. Come on. What did I?
I'll
come
tell
on.
You.
I played this song first. Come on, Scotty. You got to give us something here.
I'll tell you. I don't know if... I wrote a song for me and my fiance, Gabi, before we got engaged. We're getting married later this year. And I would say the next song has a lot to do with our engagement.
But it's... Okay, don't say what it is, but it's out right now. No, it's not out
it's
yet.
About
okay,
to, it's about
so we
to
can't
be
even
out.
Hear it yet. Perfect.
Very soon.
Then you can't reveal. There's nothing I can do.
Absolutely.
How's that going,
my
by the way?
My hands are tied.
How's the whole engagement?
Oh, it's been awesome, man. It's been crazy because we're going, the single's working, which is awesome, and we got an album we're launching, and I'm planning a wedding. Like, there's so much going on. But that's a great thing to happen. Every now and then, Gabi will ram me back in and be like, you know, we have a little wedding to plan. I was like, yeah, I got to call the caterer. I got you.
So, how much of that wedding are you planning?
So I have my set things, like the caterer is me, the alcohol, like I gotta get that stuff, but like she's flowers, all that,
cake.
Like I'm not gonna help, yes, I don't know what to do, yeah, what to do there.
So. Listen, wait, what are you, catering wise, what is your plan, barbecue?
So catering, what are you gonna do? Amy said barbecue.
Oh yeah, sorry, my headphones, yeah, barbecue is rehearsal dinner. You can't have a wedding in North Carolina and not have some Eastern North Carolina barbecue, so we got that. Probably just, in my mind, steak and chicken for, I mean, who's not going to have steak and chicken? So, yeah, we'll keep it simple, but it's
mailing
really
that
cool.
one in, huh?
Yeah, it'll be nice steak and chicken. No, but I'm excited. Gabi found an awesome, awesome place in the mountains. It's like Beauty and the Beast. It's really cool looking, the place, overlooking like mountains and cliffs. And so I can't wait. I can't wait.
Anybody famous coming to your wedding? Name one famous person coming to your wedding.
I don't, did
Bobby.
We?
What? Sure. I want to know. He can say nothing. Relax.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I kept it really low key.
Is Simon Cowell
Simon
coming
Cowell.
To your wedding?
Yeah.
he might not approve of it. Yeah, I don't. He's not.
It's a dreadful wedding. Only steak and chicken.
I'll send an invite to Jennifer Lopez and see what she RSVPs. So we'll see. She was my favorite judge. She was awesome.
Dude, I'm really happy for you with the song.
Thank you, man.
Glad
Thank
to see
you.
It go number one. It's about to go number one. Not yet.
We'll see.
It will.
You're
Trust
saying
me.
It, not me.
I got you. I got you. I got you. Scotty McCurry. Amy, anything for Scotty before he goes?
Congratulations. We're excited for you. It's
Thank
awesome.
You very much.
Yeah.
appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all soon down there in Nashville.
When's the record?
March 16th. Yeah. Favorite record I've made, too. Wrote every song.
It better be. Never. If you ever put out a record and it's not your favorite record, don't put it out.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, bail on it. Be like,
yeah, I like my last one better, but we'll go ahead and throw it out there anyway.
Three records ago, that was my peak. Yeah. All right, Scotty McCurry, good to see you, Buck. Congratulations.
You're right, man. You too.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so Scotty McCreary was in. Good to see him, by the way, but we did not get to the morning corny. So, Amy, coming over to you.
The morning corny.
What kind of a car does a rich cow drive?
What kind of a car does a rich cow drive?
A Cadillac. Cadillac.
Oh, okay.
Cadillac.
Okay, I got it.
Come on. Don't be slow.
Cattle.
Yeah.
Amy,
cattle.
I don't know if that was
cattle.
Me or you, but there was a disconnect there for a minute.
Yeah, but you got it.
Okay,
cattle.
There you go. Thank you.
That was the morning corny.
I mentioned there was a TV show filming in Lunchbox's neighborhood, not the Property Brothers. That's already filmed. So, Amy, do you remember him talking about that show, Bait Car?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Where they set up a car. How's it work, Lunchbox? They set up a car and they want people to steal it?
Yeah, they set up a car and they leave the keys in the ignition. They leave it unlocked and they want criminals to take it. And so then they go and they drive around and then they go, shut her down. And they hit a button and the whole car shuts down and locks the suspects inside. And I'm driving yesterday to pick up some lunch and I look and it says, warning, police have bait car in the area. And I'm like, oh my goodness, there's a bait car in the neighborhood. This is awesome.
Wait, so, they put signs out that say there's a bait car and people still get in the bait car?
Yes, I didn't know they put out signs. What? I just happened to see it.
That must be after they've already baited and they're filming them.
Wait, it's not the TV show, though. I think this is a real police bait car.
Well, no, in the TV show, it's a real police.
Oh, wow.
It's not just like a reality show where they just do it and they let them go, Eddie. Yeah. Like, it's real police. And I guess maybe they had to put this up so people know. I don't know. But yes, people still get in the car, and it's filming in my neighborhood. Look, Eddie, there's a sign.
Amazing.
I've never seen this show. I've only heard Lunchbox talk about bait car before.
So Lunchbox and I, we live in some same neighborhood-ish, and our neighborhood's a good neighborhood to do that in.
People stealing cars all around there?
I guess so.
Our cars get broken into all the time.
We got bait car.
Huh.
We got to go look for it.
Part of my car is missing right now. Somebody took off my door handle.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I forgot to tell you. I'll take a picture.
Why would they steal your door handle?
Don't know. I think they're trying to find a way to get in, but they can't. It's all locked.
No way.
Yeah, don't you think they just broke the handle more than stole the handle?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I
don't think there's a collection of door handles. Some guy's trying to hawk like, hey, you looking for a handle? I got a good shipment here.
No, that's what I mean. They took my handle after they failed attempt to break into my car.
Wow, so... Yeah. Your SUV?
Yeah, it's out in the garage. I can take a picture of it. Part of the handle's missing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I need that Taj
garage.
I've
never heard of a
ready.
Thief trying to pull the door so hard to open the car.
No, mine. So you do that finger touch where you touch it and it locks. Mm-hmm. So, but if you take off part of it, there's a keyhole.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't even have a key to it. So, but I don't know if they have some master key they thought maybe they could get in, but they couldn't.
So they just stole the handle.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
I want to say thank you to all of our listeners who were just sending such nice tweets about me being on American Idol, because I was with the people yesterday from American Idol, and every single person that put at American Idol wrote something nice, they read, and they were like, wow, your people are so nice. So all that stuff gets seen.
Oh, that's good. That's good for
I
you.
I appreciate our listeners so much. I was saying early how I almost... got a little emotional because I don't even know why our listeners root for me, but whatever it is, I appreciate it. I appreciate you so much. So there's that. It was announced. I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, it was a pretty cool day yesterday for me. I'm not going to lie to you, but it's finally announced.
Well, so like, you know, how do we get on Idol? Like, like if I wanted to be a mentor.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Well,
how
I would
does it
say,
work? Or Lunchbox? Or Eddie's a musician.
Yeah,
like Eddie
dude,
plays
about
music.
It.
So what do we got? I mean, how did you get so lucky? We're just back here.
I think what happened was there was another show for ABC that I was talking to them about. And they start to go, wow, in country music, you've broken all these artists at a time where people on the radio don't break artists anymore. That's, they're like, why nobody does this anymore? I said, well, you know, my listeners get a lot of the credit. All I do is play stuff. And so it turned into the next time we have some sort of music project, we think we'd like for you to be involved. I said, cool. So then I go in for a meeting, probably October of last year, and I'm sitting up in the lobby, and I think that it could be American Idol, but I'm talking to this lovely lady named Trish in the lobby. I didn't know her name. I was just sitting there talking to her, and we were both just waiting on a meeting. And so I'm like, hey, how's it going? I've been in meetings all day for like 7 hours working on other stuff in California. And we talked for like 20 minutes, and then she got called to her meeting. So I waited a bit, and then I got called to my meeting, and I go in, and guess who was there? It was Trish, who runs American Idol. I didn't realize that's who I was talking to the whole time. So we bonded in this conversation where I didn't even know she was the person.
Oh.
And so I walk in the room, and we've already hit it off.
Good thing you didn't say anything bad about anything.
I wouldn't anyway.
I know, but you know.
I mean, I was at ABC.
Okay, so, good, yeah.
And so we went in, and that was it. We talked, and she's like, you know, I really like what you do for artists. You are an artist. You're a comedian. We think you'd be. And then I didn't hear anything for a while. I went to dinner with Luke Bryan, and I was talking to him about the show, and he was like, oh, you have to come on. And I was like, well, if I could do it, if I just could, I would. So, but then he sold me on it, and then they said, yeah, let's do it. And so anyway, I've been on here for a while. I don't know how you guys get on. Maybe you start your own show, start breaking artists. Become an artist. I don't know.
Whoops. Sit in lobbies, talk to random ladies, ended up being in the meetings. I don't think I'm going to start sitting in lobbies.
We should give up on that dream. Oh. It's fine.
Never give up on your dream. I think it's what we learned from this.
Oh.
Never give up on your dream.
Okay. I got to figure out what I want to do.
I don't know if I can get you guys tickets to the finale because I asked.
What?
You asked?
How
oh,
you
thank
not?
You, dude. That's what I'm talking about. I'll be there.
He just said, no, he's saying he doesn't know.
Oh.
Wait. Yeah, I don't. What?
What did they say?
What about to any of the shows?
Oh, I'm sure we can all go to something. I'm just the odd man out. Like, everybody is, they know what they're doing. And I'm the guy that doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, that's true. And plus, you got to play it cool. We don't want to ruin your game.
Well, and I'm new. You don't want to be the new person going and asking for stuff.
Right. I don't mind.
Yeah, but you're not anything. You're not the new person.
I know, but I don't mind you being the new guy asking, so that way I get to go. That's what I'm saying. I don't mind you doing
no,
that.
No, play it cool. Work your way up. Become the host.
If I work my way up, then I can probably get you guys a job as mentors at some point.
Oh, there we go.
Can you imagine if you three were the judges?
That would be awesome.
That would be
awesome.
They're like, who are these people? Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. That would be really
who
bad.
Who are these guys?
They walk out. They're expecting like Akon and Howard Stern. And they get Eddie in Lunchbox.
Man.
You're hating right now.
But yeah, good TV, though.
Mm-hmm. I think we would be good.
I do, too. I think it'd be fun. Our listeners would like it. Yeah. Everybody else would be like, what's happening here? Who are these people?
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Okay, so we're going to play a game. Amy, I'm going to give you an example. It's numbers in songs. So it was the blank of October. Thomas wrote Unforgettable. It was the blank blank of October.
14th.
Hit it.
It was the 14th of October.
Nice.
And that t-shirt off your shoulder.
That's the example. That doesn't count, though.
Okay.
But in your heart, you know you got one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Ready. Amy, you're first.
Yeah.
Chris Jansen, Buy Me a Boat.
Oh, no.
But it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti blank. Ice down with some silver bullets. A Yeti blank. What number? A Yeti blank.
A Yeti 110?
Play it.
You can buy me a Yeti 110.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Amy. Good.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, I got that last one right.
Jake Owen Beechin. Well, she looks back. Yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. It's 103 between her and me. It's only blank. In Daytona.
72.
72. Hit it.
And it's 103 between her and me and only 92 in Daytona.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Close.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
Let's go over to our video producer, Eddie. Sam Hunt, Leave the Night On. Now all the stars are turning blue. Just kiss the clock blank.
22.
You think the clock turns 22?
222.
Wait, what's your answer?
222.
Okay, hit it.
Now all the stars are turning blue. Just kiss the clock, 222.
Hey!
Come on.
Lucky guess.
Amy, you ready?
Yeah.
You and Eddie are still in it.
Okay.
Dierks Bentley, drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody, but the pilot, it's a party. Got this blank rocking like a G6.
Hold on.
Come on, Amy. Your husband's a pilot.
I know.
Your husband's a pilot,
I know.
Amy.
I know.
Got this blank rocking like a G6.
737.
Hit it.
Buying drinks for everybody, but the pilot, it's a party. Got this 737 rocking like a G6.
There you go.
Boom.
Okay. Eddie, ready? Oh,
she's good.
Miranda Lambert, automatic.
Ooh.
Ooh.
God knows that shifting gears ain't what it used to be. I've learned to drive that blank just like a queen, three on a tree.
That blank?
I've learned to drive that blank just like a queen. What number?
F-150.
Okay, hit it, Ray.
God knows that shifting gears ain't what it used to be. I learned to drive that 55 just like a
Chevy.
That F-150. I'm going to go a Toyota Tacoma. No.
Oh,
Amy, he had numbers.
For the win. You already won. Ready? It's your victory lap, Amy.
Okay.
Eric Church Springsteen. You haven't missed one yet.
Nope.
I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go, oh, oh. When I think about you, I think about...
17.
When I think about you, I think about 17.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That is it.
She's
that's
good.
It.
Okay, that's
she
fun.
She got them all right.
Yeah.
Hit her. There she goes. There it is.
There she goes.
Feels good. Yeah. Feels good. What do I win?
Well, you won another music game. You should feel proud.
Oh. I thought it was a numbers game. I'd win some numbers, some money.
Sure.
Here's 50 cents, Amy.
What if I just started giving away money as a gift on this?
That'd be amazing.
No, it wouldn't.
I'm in.
Can you try so hard.
No.
Do you know the
fights that would happen on this show? Even if I just gave away $5, you guys would be fighting like crazy.
Let's try it for a week.
Study.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Tomorrow's a big day on the show because Heath Sanders comes in to perform. Now, I want to play a little bit of Heath Sanders. Remember, he's the guy that I was just on the internet, I was on Facebook, and I saw him singing. And so this is some of Heath Sanders.
I'm past the point, give a damn, and all my tears will cry. We can just go on like this.
Not a professional singer, been singing for a few months, works in oil field. And I say, hey, if you can get to the station, I'll put you on. We've got a panel coming in tomorrow, and the panel is going to listen to Heath sing. Tomorrow's big day, Heath. How you feeling right now?
Oh, man, I'm a wreck. I'm a nervous wreck.
Yeah, but in a good way, right? How do you channel that nervousness, though? That's going to be the factor. You're going to walk into this room. It's going to be a little foreign to you. Microphones everywhere. Do you consider yourself a game-time player?
Man, I'm pretty clutch when it comes down to it.
Perfect.
I don't know how clutch I'm going to be with that much pressure on me.
Nope, there's no pressure. We know what the worst thing that happened is you come on, you're good. Let's say it's a bad day, and you're still just good. And then you go back home, and everybody even knows you and loves you even more back home, and you can play all around Central Arkansas.
There you go.
And that's the worst case scenario.
Yeah, I can just get up and go back to work and get up and do, you know, play gigs and just around here, just like I set out to do to begin with. So,
do you get nervous when you play gigs now?
Not so much, man. It's more of an excitement and just an anticipation, I think.
I was on your Facebook page watching you play, and there are people that are filming you that are big supporters of yours, and they're cheering you on as you're playing, which is fun to watch. Because, like, that a boy, Heath. Come on, there it is, Heath. So I like that. So tomorrow, when do you driving this afternoon, tonight? What's the deal?
Probably driving today or tomorrow and get in the studio pretty early. I'm gonna try to get there like you like it, you know, early and ahead of time and
this guy knows. This guy knows. Heath knows.
Smart.
All right, well tomorrow, Heath, we can't wait to finally meet. I'm excited to meet you in person. I always love meeting fellow Arkansans. It's just grinding it out and I hope you come in. Either way, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. All right, buddy?
It's going to be a blast.
All right, hey.
All right, Bobby, I appreciate you, man.
Woo pig.
There we go.
Yeah. Right, there he is. Heat Sanders, everybody. We'll see him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones
Show.
I love this story because Amy goes to a dinner and you had a dish that your friend made and it wasn't that good, right?
Yeah. I wasn't really that into it, but obviously we ate it and I complimented it because that just seemed like the right thing to do. Like, that's the nice thing
to do.
What
did you say? What was the dish, both?
I'm pretty sure, well, it was like this pasta concoction. And I didn't, whatever, there's something in there. I can't even name the spice, but there's something in there that I just am not into. I don't know if it's oregano or something. There's some spices I just don't like at all. But I ate it and I was like, this is good. And then she dropped off food to us as a family, you know, because people have been, they're like, I know it's hectic, so we want to bring a meal. And she brought that meal.
Because you liked it.
How nice of her. She heard you loved it and she brought you more of it.
I know. It's like, oh, thank you.
That's awkward.
So now I feel like it's going to be the go-to meal.
Oh.
Anytime I'm involved in anything, ooh, I should make this. Amy's coming. And I'm going to be like, you shouldn't have.
No, really.
How close are you to this friend?
I mean, not super duper. No, not super duper. So much so that I honestly don't think she listens to our show.
You better hope she doesn't.
For two, if she does, then now she knows.
Surprise.
Was it someone that was at your mysterious Kicks Brooks dinner?
I was just trying to be nice. No.
I wasn't
no.
that.
No.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of that dinner. I don't know how Amy ended up with Kix Brooks from Brooks and Dunn.
I too have often wondered, you know, about that.
She will occasionally drop out nibbles of this mystery dinner she had with Kix Brooks.
It was a dinner where my husband and I got in the car after, and we both looked at each other like, well, that was interesting. That
okay, let me
happened.
Ask one question about it then.
Okay.
Just what? Because I know you don't want to talk about it because it's fancy.
No, it was real. It was lovely.
Was there anybody else famous at the dinner?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm.
Can you say who?
Someone that Bobby would die to sit and have dinner with.
John Mayer was there?
Wait, I don't get any more questions, or I get one more?
You can ask one more.
Famous person, someone that I would die. Was it?
I'm totally never going to get invited back.
Okay, so Amy went to this mysterious fancy dinner, and all of a sudden she was like, yeah, I want dinner with Kix Brooks. And we're all like, what? From Brooks and Dunn? She's like, yeah, I don't really want to say much about it. And so she dropped breadcrumbs for us, and now we know there were more. Okay, here's my other question. Was there more than one famous person there other than Kix Brooks?
Yes.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's enough for now. I won't ask any more questions.
People at the table, it was very normal, and I have to keep my coolness and my normalcy, so we can't freak out.
Okay. I'll ask another question tomorrow,
but there's
maybe.
Definitely someone there that Bobby, just as a hint for y'all, yeah, he would like it.
Don't tell
See,
us.
I'm not giving it away if it's a guy or a girl.
Let's take a guess. Let's take a guess who it is. But don't give it away yet, Amy. Lunchbox, who do you think it would be if I freaked out?
Garth Brooks.
That's where my mind went to. Was Garth Brooks. Eddie?
Yeah, John Mayer.
I don't think John Mayer's having dinner with
she
Amy,
though.
She
wasn't there with Kix Brooks.
So, okay. Amy, was it either one of them? Was it Garth Brooks or John Mayer?
No.
Okay, well, stop it there then. I won't ask any more.
Man.
We'll take back up with this tomorrow as we figure out what this mystery celebrity dinner was all about tomorrow.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, I just got to talk about this photographer that's being sued by a couple that got married. He shot their wedding, but when they got all of their photos back, the photographer basically just took a bunch of pictures of the bridesmaids' boobs and butts.
What?
Wait.
Really?
I can't believe he sent them back. Like, I'm not surprised that someone would do that.
They got a CD. Well, probably not a CD. Back when I got married, I got a CD of all my photos. But I'm sure they got an online login of all their photos, and you can just see everything. Oh. And he was really into the bridesmaids, you know?
And so they got all the pictures of boobs and butts. So that guy probably just meant to keep them himself in his own personal collection.
So they sued, and they ended up getting the money back that they had paid the photographer. So it was around $800 or so. But they're now going public with the story to keep other couples from hiring.
You know what? Good. Good. He shouldn't do that. Good. I'm assuming it's a guy, right?
Yeah, it's a guy.
Okay, what else?
So I read this and I had no idea, and I'm a huge fan of Shrek, but did you know there was a different voice of Shrek before Mike Myers?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Shrek is even made to look like Chris Farley.
Wait, you knew this?
Drew Shrek to look like Chris Farley. He still looks like Chris Farley.
Okay.
Chris Farley died.
Right. So let me tell people. So I didn't know you knew. So what I was going to share was that Chris Farley was the original voice of Shrek, and he had recorded 90% of the dialogue when he died, but the producers decided not to use an impersonator for the last 10%. They just started from scratch and recasted with Mike Myers.
Now, think about Chris Farley and then think about Shrek, because they always draw the cartoons to look like the person. Doesn't it now look like him?
Yep.
It does sure now. Does.
Absolutely.
I know. Now I get it.
What else?
Okay. Well, a new study says that medical dramas like Grey's Anatomy are giving us unrealistic expectations when it comes to our real life medical care, treatment, and recovery, and the handsomeness of our doctors.
Oh, what? People think their doctor's supposed to look like McDreamy and McSteamy?
I added that part. I added that part.
Well, but still, you can't see things on TV and think it's real.
Well, for instance, trauma patients who survive on the shows, they tend to go home a lot sooner than in real life. So some people that are in the hospital, they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. On Grey's Anatomy, this person got to check out after like a day.
Yeah, he had a heart attack and was out by noon. What's up, dear?
And they're like, why am I still here 3 weeks later? And lastly, I don't know what our situation is like on the show with savings and how important maybe some of us think that is. But a new survey found that close to 50% of millennials have zero savings and they're all living paycheck to paycheck.
Well, I would think because millennials aren't super established in their careers yet.
But isn't Ray a millennial, and Ray at least has savings?
Yeah, and I think if you're born in the 80s, some of them say I'm a millennial, but I'm on the cusp of the outside of it.
Yeah, we're millennials.
Well,
what are we then?
We're the oldest millennials, if that's the case. But we're on that cusp. Let's go to Morgan number two. She's 24 years old.
Okay.
Morgan number two, do you have a savings account?
Yeah, I have an awesome savings account.
Who doesn't have a savings account? Anybody?
I do my best, but there's not anything in there, really.
I feel like your wife has one.
I don't know. I don't see her bank account, so.
Yeah, that's weird. That whole thing where they don't share each other's bank account and they're married is so weird.
So weird.
What about when you have a kid? Who's going to pay for the kid?
I guess 50-50.
I mean, create a baby fund?
I guess that's what you have to do, is create a separate account and put 50-50, because you're both 50% responsible, right?
Yeah.
True.
There you go.
I think you're 50% responsible for making it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Amy. True. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thanks to Scotty McCurry for coming by. If you missed any of that interview, all you have to do is go to BobbyBones.com or search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Listen to the whole show back if you want. Which, by the way, I want to play this clip of Amy. Amy was cutting some liners for our station in Little Rock, Kissin' 96, and she was having trouble saying River Walk in Little Rock.
Well, because W's and R's are always hard for me.
Okay, here's Amy trying to say River Walk in Little Rock. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Amy from the Bobby Bones Show on Kissin' 96. Cardi's Tour de Rock is coming up Saturday, June 2nd at the North Shore River Walk. June 2nd at the North Shore River Rock. June 2nd at the North Shore River Rock. June 2nd at the North Shore River Walk. June 2nd at the North Shore River Walk in Little Rock, North Park. June 2nd at the North Shore River Walk. June 2nd at the North Shore River Walk in North Little Rock.
The funniest part about all that is I can hear everybody in the room laughing and groaning because they just want you to get it and move on. I can hear Eddie and Ray going, come on.
I'm pretty sure there was even more than that, but just for sake of time.
Oh, you mean there were more mess ups?
Oh, yeah.
It went on for a while.
I don't even know that the one that made the cut, the one that we submitted to work, really is going to sound that great.
What's everybody doing today around the room? Amy, real quick.
I'm hanging out with the kids. I got a friend in town, so we're just, once I get out of school, we're going to go play.
Lunchbox.
You know me. I'm going to get some shut-eye in the afternoon. That's called a nap.
Eddie.
I'm going to pick up the kids from school, and I'm going to take them for ice cream because the wife's got a doctor's appointment. I got them for like 4 hours today.
Mmm. Sugar them up.
Oh, yeah. They're going to love Dad today.
I'm flying back to Nashville. Actually, right now, I'm going to go get in the car and drive to the airport and then fly back, and then I have a show tonight. I'm going to play at the Bluebird. And so, yeah, I'll probably be pretty tired. That's what I like to do, right, Amy? I like to cover up my pain with activity.
I know.
Is that what you say?
Is that what you say, Amy?
Yeah, Amy says, yeah.
Say that.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
I don't say it that way. No.
Not
I
that
say
way, but that's what she means.
Sometimes you avoid feeling other things in your life by staying extra busy. And then when stuff gets really rough in life, you get even more busy so you don't have to address anything.
Eddie, that's what she said, right?
Yeah, pretty much you cover up all your pain by staying busy.
But a lot of people do that. It's a defense mechanism.
Well, got to go. Got stuff to do. So don't forget tomorrow, Friday morning dance party. And don't forget.
What?
Our buddy from Arkansas is coming up to play.
Oh.
Oh, that guy you found.
Yeah. The oil guy.
Yes. I'm so excited about
that. That's right. He's going to come play. We have a panel of people hanging out. Going to listen to him play.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Something to look forward to.
Yep. And so we'll see if he's really good in person. So, okay, that's happening. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones
Show. Turn it up. Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.